This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sometimes it doesn't take much to get a protest going. And once you get that seemingly little thing, everything else comes pouring out. Case in point, Brazil and higher bus fares. There were some minor protests over that earlier this month. Police cracked down. And then by last night, hundreds of thousands of people were marching through more than a half a dozen cities in Brazil, angry over everything from government corruption to poor public spending choices. The BBC's Gary Duffy has the story for us from Sao Paulo.
The protests last night were on a scale beyond anything Brazil has seen for decades. One newspaper here caught the breadth of the concerns being raised. Thousands take to the streets against everything, it said. The huge spending on the hosting of the 2014 Soccer World Cup and Olympics was an issue raised by many on the streets who feel their education and health services don't deliver.
We're here because we're tired of so much corruption. We're here because we want to change Brazil.
What began as a protest against higher public transport fares has now broadened considerably. And the challenge to Brazil's political leaders was at its clearest when demonstrators got onto the roof of the National Congress building in the capital, Brasilia. Brazil is one of the most important developing economies in the world, but it seems like more and more of its people feel they are being shortchanged.
The money is only for the World Cup and for football, and people are suffering that.
President Dilma Rousseff has praised those who protested peacefully and says the country woke up stronger this morning. The government says it is listening to what are legitimate concerns. But with Brazil due to be at the centre of major international sporting events, the protesters are keeping up the pressure with more demonstrations planned. In Sao Paulo, I'm the BBC's Gary Duffy for Marketplace.